USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as we learn the 22-year-old granddaughter of the late Robert F. Kennedy has died of an apparent drug overdose. The situation unfolding at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod, 911 called and paramedics responding to the home, finding her in cardiac arrest. She's pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital. Now, the incident at the house belonging to Ethel Kennedy, the 91-year-old widow of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy. In other news, President Trump holding a rally in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Today, I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In New York City, a man, an immigrant wearing a red MAGA hat, Make America Great Again, who supports President Trump, claims he's assaulted by a group of 15 to 18 violent teenagers for wearing that hat. Jahangir Turan, 42 years old, who goes by the name Johnny, telling police officers he's walking down the street when suddenly he's punched in the face and says the teens yelling, F Trump.
One kid took my head and bash it against the scaffolding.
Turan, who owns an art gallery in New York City, telling reporters at a news conference, it's sad to be beaten up like this because I was wearing the hat. This is America. Everybody has a right. Now, he has a fractured cheekbone and a black eye. Turan buying the hat this week at Trump Tower, but tells reporters he may not be wearing it out again in public. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To Washington, D.C. now, where a bipartisan federal budget deal heads to President Trump's desk. But not everyone happy about this compromise bill. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
A number of Republicans expressed concerns about soaring deficits and debt, but the bipartisan two-year spending deal passed the U.S. Senate.
The ayes are 67, the nays are 28.
The deal, negotiated largely by Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
This legislation lays the groundwork to avoid another government shutdown.
Top Democrat in the Senate Chuck Schumer there referring to the fact that it also raises the debt ceiling.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, a down session. The Dow losing almost 281 points to close at 26,583. The Nasdaq down 64 points. The S&P 500 down almost 27 points. The market down after President Trump announcing he's imposing more tariffs on Chinese goods. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Speaking outside the White House on Thursday, President Trump has a message for China.
When my people came home, they said, we're talking. We have another meeting in early September. I said, that's fine. But in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them.
The president says that tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods will begin September 1st.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.